This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa man wala ama ba'd jamaat al-muslimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون صدق الله العظيم. Verse number 92 of Surah Al-An'am. A few days ago we were speaking about وهو القاهر فوق عبادي ويرسل عليكم حفظا, that he is the compeller of all his servants and he sends to you angels to protect you, and then when death comes to one of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says our messengers, meaning the malaika under the control of malak al-maut, by the will and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the souls are then taken, وهم لا يفرطون, and those angels do not exceed their limits, the limits of their duty that has been assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the control of the agent of death, Malak al-Maut. In this particular scenario that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now paints for us is the death of the zalimun, the death of the oppressors. And the greatest form of oppression, of course, is إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. The greatest form of oppression is association of partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Literally speaking, الظلم وضع شيء في غير محلي. Linguistically speaking, ظلم is literally to put something in the wrong place. And shirk, of course, is the greatest action of putting something in the wrong place. Putting worship for anyone or anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُقِيسَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And you can make an analogy on that for anything else. Even sinning is an oppression against oneself. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ. Not that verse. But there are verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي. Of them are those who oppress themselves. So we just want to get into perspective, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? But here in particular, you will see as the verse goes on and in the verse that follows, is speaking about those that have disbelieved. Those that have perpetuated the greatest form of dhulm, they've associated partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now paints for us the picture as to how they are going to meet these angels of death, these angels that have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ تَرَى, if you had to see, Allah says, إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. غَمَرَات and سَكَرَات, same thing. غَمَرَات and سَكَرَات. When you see these oppressors, these disbelievers, you see them in the throes of death. Our beloved Prophet said, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ اللَّهُمَّ هَوِّنْ عَلَيَّ سَكَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Indeed, for death there are throes. Oh Allah, make easy for me the throes of death. Of course, the throes of death of a mu'min is different to the throes of death of a kafir. Inshallah, we can speak about that again. So, when these disbelievers are in the throes of death, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ, and these angels under the control of Malak al-Maut that have been sent to pull the soul, and we know the soul is pulled min al-atraf. So from one's extremities. So from the toes and from the fingers, the soul is pulled. Slowly up the arms, up the legs, until it reaches what? فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ, when it reaches the حُلْقُومِ, this is the point of no return. The place in the throat that is in between the two collarbones. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي. That is a tarquwa, collarbone, doc. Tarquwatun, tarquwatun. Many collarbones, taraqi. So when the soul reaches this point of the throat, the hulqum, between the two collarbones, bayna tarquwatayn, that is when the person now perceives death and the angels in front of him that are taking his soul. Before that, it cannot be seen. But when it reaches this point, this is the point of no return. And that's why the doors of Tawbah are open, as long as we don't reach this point. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah accepts the repentance of a servant as long as their souls don't reach that point in their throats. غَرْغَرَ يُغَرْغِرُ. That's the... And that is what happens at the time of the غَمَرَات, the throes of death. You get a... What do they call it in Afrikaans? The rochel. Am I right? The rochel, yeah. This is the gargur that happens in the throat. So, we are speaking about these disbelievers. Their souls have now reached the point of no return. So now they see these angels. And what are the angels doing? Wal malaikatu basitu aydihim. The angels have opened up their hands. And what are they saying? أخرجوا أنفسكم. أخرجوا literally means take yourselves out. But they're not taking themselves out. The angels are taking them out. But it's like the angels are saying to them, get out. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on Iman and Islam. أخرجوا أنفسكم. Get out. اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون. Today you're going to get a humiliating torment. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Because of what you said against Allah. غَيْرُ الْحَقِّ. Other than the truth. وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And you were too proud to see his signs. We've spoken about this before. That pride is so toxic, even a mustard seed, can blind a person from the signs of Allah. Even if they bite them on the nose, they won't see them. And Allah speaks about this in the Quran. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will turn my signs away from those who walk in this world with unjustified pride. And why is it unjustified? Because only Allah is worthy of pride. We've spoken about this before. So he says, and then we go to verse number 94. He says, وَلَقَدْ جَئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. The angels are still speaking. And you have come unto us singular. You have come unto us singular. كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. This is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking in the next verse, sorry. This is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking in the next verse, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this event as the soul is being pulled from the body of this disbeliever and being returned to Allah. Allah is now saying, you have come unto us singular, just like we created you for the first time. Nothing. You got no car, you got no house, you got no wife, you got no children, you got no nothing. Just like you left the womb of your mother for the first time, naked and owning nothing of this world, so you are now returning to us, naked and owning nothing of this world. وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ. And all that we gave you on the dunya, you've left it. وَرَاءَ ذُهُورِكُمْ. Behind your backs. So what was the point of lying? What was the point of cheating? What was the point of defrauding? What was the point of stealing? What was the point of engaging in illicit or illegal prohibited transactions? And now, leaving the dunya, leaving everything behind. وَرَأَ ذُهُورِكُمْ وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ. And we do not see any of those intercessors, those that you were seeking intercession from on the dunya. We don't see them with you. those that you took as partners besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Now you've been separated from them. Separated from your material possessions and separated from your false gods. وَضَلَّ عَنْكُمْ. They are now missing from you. مَا كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And that which you used to claim. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good ending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the death of a true believer with the kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. تكاد تميز من الغيظ. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوا زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين صدق الله العظيم.